Johnny, do you want to give us the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
I'm really impressed.
And then back
right
to
now,
you.
Actually.
Yeah.
And now we're back from our commercial break.
You can go on autisticlesbianproducers.com and you can get your own autistic.
All kinds of. You can get all kinds of pussy. But it's you got to. They think you have a pussy too. That's the only snag.
Let me ask you something, Mo. So, at what point did you realize you'd almost burned all your bridges in Hollywood by missing
this is
going to
be interesting.
Well,
I'm excited.
And by the way,
missing what? He missed the
because let me
show.
Let me rewind it.
Yeah,
let me
rewind
here's
it.
Let me here's what I know from my point of view.
Okay.
So Monday at like around 11 a.m., I hit up Sam and I go, hey, I confirmed.
I wish we were on the ID network and we'd have reenactments of all this.
This would be it.
No, Jason,
every
Jason,
one of us has a fake shitty mustache.
Go even further back when I asked you about doing the podcast.
Well, that's what I'll do.
Okay, yeah.
Well, because that that comes into that text message because I said to Sam and Ari, both in a thread thing, I go, hey, I saw Mo at the store last night, Saturday night. Actually, it was 2 days later. Saturday night, he confirmed he's in. But I don't have his contact info, so one of you guys just on Monday confirm him, and this was Monday morning, and then Ari text, classic Ari, doesn't hit us back, and then Sam goes, hey, I'll do it right now, I'll confirm him, he's good. 24 hours later, it's 10 a.m.
This is where the music comes in. Yep. Dun, dun, dun. But it was not good. And Sam did not confirm him.
But did
and then we just see him like beating off onto his
own
chest.
No. Because I got a good impression of that shit. Because this is what that show is exactly like. And then he confirmed him. But did he? He did. Int.
Did he?
It's always like it's always back and forth and back and forth. It's like a ping pong match of like, somebody fucking tell me if he did or he didn't. He did not confirm him. Not.
He did not do it.
Exactly. I'm like,
or did he?
Please,
not.
Somebody tell me. So then 24 hours later go by and I just like, everything's fine. And that's textbook for Ari, Sam, and I. Who you would think with three best friends, we would talk more than every Tuesday from 11:15 to 12:40 on a two-hour podcast.
We're all in our own scam. That's why that we why anyone else know we're doing.
So
we're all shady as fuck.
So then at 10 a.m. Yeah, exactly. You're totally right. It is shameless. So then at 10 a.m. So 10 a.m. the next day, which is our show is at 11 a.m. Sam texts me, can't make it. I'm sick.
Why?
And I go, no problem, because he was sick. He really was actually sick. And I go, no problem, man. That's cool. Mo's coming in, right? You confirmed him. No text back. Show starts. We're fucking 20 minutes into a show. Johnny shows me a text that he was getting live during the show.
Johnny Woodard?
Yep. At 11:20 that said, do you need Mo? He's available.
That was the first text about me from
since
Sam.
10 a.m. on Monday.
Oh,
since
wow.
10 a.m. on Monday. And it wasn't
shit.
Even to me.
I can't believe I apologized
it wasn't even to me.
Eight times, you
it was
fucking
to Johnny.
Asshole.
It wasn't even to me. It was to Johnny. And I say to Johnny, and I'm in the middle. Ari and I are talking about sports.
Steve-O doesn't return my text.
I texted you 4 times. You didn't text me back.
Well, in Sam's defense, you didn't return the text he didn't send you. So that really is on you.
That is a fantastic point. That is a fantastic point. Yeah. So then, and here's where this gets... It hasn't even gotten funny yet. Here's where it takes a quick twist is I just say, hey, look, unless Mo's in Burbank, by the time he comes all the way to Burbank, and I'm literally, you can listen to last week's episode of Punch Drunk. This is all live on the air.
Oh, yeah. I've heard you guys
so
rip me a new
a
asshole.
So there's a record of this.
There's an absolute record. And I go.
There's witnesses.
Tell him unless he's in Burbank right now, don't drive all the way from wherever you are. And then come here and be on the show for 15 minutes because you feel guilty. We'll get you on again.
Right.
And we're doing fine right now. We've already been live for 20 minutes.
In my defense.
It's a 2-hour podcast.
It's never been a 2-hour podcast. It's supposed to be a 2-hour podcast. It is 1 hour and 40 minutes because we start late and we end early.
So if he would have left there, he would have gotten there by 40 minutes and he would have had 1 hour to push his
well,
power.
Also, no, but,
at 11:20, he would have shown up at noon. Yeah. Probably. But then.
Thank
I don't,
you.
I don't
Case
make
a, dismissed. I win every case.
I don't think you're winning this one. But no, we haven't heard
judge,
all the evidence.
Jury execution.
And let me just read the actual text is even a little bit worse than that. He says, do you need a guest? Mo wants to know if we need him to come in. So it wasn't even like
then that's funnier because for 3 days I've been texting them. Mo Mandel is on the show.
You were on. Mo.
You did not. But
Mo,
you did not.
That does not confirm face-to-face talking here on the patio.
There's no record.
Okay. So there's record called my fucking memory. Hey, you're going to come in Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday's cool. Tuesday. Let me ask you something. Hold, stop. Let me
but
ask you something.
Where did
stop.
You think this place was at?
Stop. Mo, if we hadn't confirmed, why did you come to the Comedy Store to do a podcast if we hadn't confirmed?
No, I'm going to agree with you. We had confirmed. We had confirmed. I want to say we had confirmed we're going, but the problem was
you didn't
I
know
thought
that
the podcast
we even did it at,
at the Comedy Store.
So you showed up at the Comedy Store at 11 a.m.
And I think I told you, Sam. I think, and I'm not, and I'm look, I'm taking a lot of responsibility for this. And until Tebow told
like
me,
what
out,
percentage?
I'm going to take
18.
I was taking 100% responsibility.
And
for
now
this.
It's down to 18.
No,
Tebow
not.
Told me that.
I'm asking.
Now I'd say it's at a 78%.
That's too much.
I respect
78%
that.
Responsibility?
That's way too much for you.
No, that's bullshit, Johnny. Johnny,
no.
It's bullshit.
No, it's
Johnny.
Not, Sam. I told you at 10 a.m. the day before, confirm him. I don't have his number. Make sure he knows the address. And you said
to
I'm
him.
Doing.
Well, I have an important piece of information, though, that I do think people need to know.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
You have AIDS. You have AIDS.
Exclusive.
I don't think anyone needs to know
that. You have AIDS.
And I prefer they didn't know.
Can we bring his mic up, please?
You got the good AIDS.
Well, here's what happened, right? So I'm pretty sure I had said to Sam, and I can't confirm this, but I was like, oh, that's perfect. It's 11 a.m. I do my podcast at 2 p.m. Yes. At the Comedy Store, so I'll be perfect. So I thought, great, I get down here. You know, so I bought a lunch on the way here, stuck in the fridge. I got here like 10:45.
You bought what?
Lunch.
Guys,
raise your voice.
Guys, try. Hey,
if you want to hear more stuff like this, go to the Patreon, you guys.
Go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports and support the show. What's the difference?
It's not a backslash, by the way. It's a forward slash.
It's forward a forward slash. Yeah. Go there.
The difference is the right one and the
just,
wrong
one. Just, you know the slash.
But guys, support the podcast. You
support
can listen to stuff
it.
Like this. It's a lot. We had a good episode today. We always have bonus stuff with great guests like Joe Rogan and Bert
Why
Kreischer.
Is Cumtown getting so many people?
Fuck Cumtown.
Fuck Cumtown. Support Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win.